Playoff brackets are released for boys basketball, and a preseason girls hoops favorite reemerges. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
There are still some regular season games left on the schedule over the next week, but we now know the path each boys basketball team will have to take to get to Madison and hoist the elusive gold ball. On Saturday, the WIA released playoff brackets and seedings for all five divisions, and it's shaping up to be another exciting playoff run. Head to WISPSports.net to check out the full brackets. The Aquinas boys basketball team received a top seed in their subsectional, but their conference title hopes took a hit with a 40-38 loss to La Crosse Central on Friday night. They rebounded with a dominating 75-49 win over Madison Edgewood in a non-conference game on Saturday, however. Division III's top-ranked team, Wisconsin Dells, is going through a difficult stretch of games. After beating Lodi and Mauston in the last two games, the Chiefs hosted D3's fifth-ranked team, East Troy, on Saturday. The Dells led much of the way before East Troy claimed a 19-7 advantage in the fourth quarter en route to a 66-62 victory. The Milwaukee Riverside girls basketball team was pegged as the preseason number one by WISPSports.net, but got off to a rough 1-4 start against a very challenging schedule. They have roared back with 14 consecutive wins, though, highlighted by Saturday's 75-56 victory over Big 8 leading and 7th-ranked Janesville Parker. Also on Saturday, Ladysmith rallied from a 13-point halftime deficit to knock off previously undefeated Cameron 52-44 in a non-conference game. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.